with principle number 9, awareness. We're on page 25. If our involvement in Torah and our spiritual practice of mitzvot is to receive a reward, then our ego is fully engaged and we do not attain awareness of our self-centeredness and disconnection from God. If we are working in Torah mitzvot to reach a state of emunah and pure giving, then our ego refuses to cooperate and we develop awareness of how much we are motivated by self-interest. The path to unconditional love and connection to God is through developing awareness of our self-centeredness and disconnection from God. Even though it hurts to develop the extent to which we care only about ourselves, we cannot develop spiritually without this awareness. The harder we work spiritually, the more our awareness increases. Oh, this is very difficult. This is the way we progress spiritually. For all of our spiritual practice that we're doing, and all of our time that we're dedicated to spiritual learning, if all of the spiritual work that we're doing is rooted in only trying to get from it, to get blessing in our lives from it, to get blessing in the afterlife from it, if our only focus in our spiritual practice is to get from that spiritual practice, so our desire to receive, our ego, is fully engaged. Okay, there may be work involved, discipline, what to do, but our desire to receive is investing in what that will bring to us. The same way a person can make effort to exercise, might not feel like exercising at that moment, but will make effort to exercise because understand that it will be good for them. So our desire to receive is we'll do the exercise, we'll do the work of spiritual practice willingly, to gain the benefits that it believes will come from it. The moment that we start to try to bring our spiritual practice to a deeper level, where we want from our spiritual practice what we want to get from it, because we're always trying to get something, but if what we're trying to get from our spiritual practice is the ability to transcend our desire to receive, what we want to get from our spiritual practice is an ability to truly give out of love, to take things that our desire to receive wants for itself and to actually learn how to give them to others. If we're trying to attain a state of believing in God in order to be in a state of divine service, to inspire us to act in this moment in a way that would be according to the reality of the divine presence that we're in, if our spiritual practice starts to become focused on trying to reach a place that's going to transcend our own self-interest and be in a state of giving, then our desire to receive is not interested in that. So it suddenly starts to make resistance. Suddenly our ego is resisting. So when we start to try to go in that way, we suddenly start to see, oh, this is where the resistance is. So we start to become aware of how much we don't really want to give of ourselves and how much we don't really believe. So that awareness develops when we're working spiritually to attain that awareness, when we're working spiritually to work towards transcending our desire to receive. We start to work towards trying to attain true emunah, or deep emunah. If our spiritual practice is in that zone, which is what we're trying to get to, so then we start to have resistance. And then we start to become aware of the extent of our desire to receive and the extent of our lack of emunah, which is wonderful, because that's now going to allow us to yearn towards transcending that, which we've just become aware of, and be able to be brought beyond that, to the place of truly loving and truly giving and truly believing. So the harder we work spiritually, the more our awareness increases. Although this is very difficult, this is the way we progress spiritually. Okay, we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.